question was asked in Halakha on Shabbat, is it permissible for a purpose to read from a medical book? They have these different type of books that give you different type of advice, what to do for different type of sicknesses. So you just want to go through one of the paragraphs there in order to deal with somebody, let's say, in the house, Hasfashdom, that has a condition, and you just want to read the paragraph. Is that permissible to read on Shabbat? Well, there's a very fascinating Maran in Siman Shin Zayin, Halakha Yud Zayin. And he's quite clear. He says, "Asur l'mod b'Shabbat v'yom tov zulat b'divrei Torah." You're not allowed to learn anything or read anything on Shabbat except for divrei Torah. Va'afilu b'sefrei chokhmot asur. Even on books of information and knowledge is asur. That would include books of refuah, books on medicine, and things like that. V'yesh mishem matir. There's somebody that's matir. He's referring to the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba writes in his Teshuvot that to read Sefrei Refuot, medical journals and things like that, he holds it's mutar. We have a rule in Maran, when he quotes a halakha, and then he writes V'yesh, so we go with the first opinion, and the first opinion is stringent. Therefore, seemingly, we should be stringent and not allow ourselves to even read these medical journals or books like that. However, Hacham Avadia, in his Sefer Halichot Olam, does say that if, let's say, there's a doctor that needs to review some type of procedure that's for the day of Shabbat, for example, somebody has a condition that they ask him, he can refer back to the Sefer Refuah and rely on the opinion of the Rashba. Or he even goes a step further, if there's a doctor that is studying to become a doctor and he's taking a test after Shabbat, so since there's an opinion that says you're allowed to read these books on Shabbat, he could be lenient also to read that book on Shabbat and doesn't have a problem also. He can rely on the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ramatir. So therefore, let's say, again, a case, somebody had a chicken pox or something, and they want to open up a medical book. The lady wants to look at it to see exactly if there's anything she could do in order to alleviate the itching or something like that. It would be permissible for her or him to look in the Sefer Refuah. Since it's considered Surah Hayom, you can rely on the Rashba and the Ramban. The real lesson of this halakha is to show you how stringent reading material and looking at things that are of secular nature were on Shabbat. The rabbis really only allowed these things in the circumstances and in cases. Certainly would be forbidden to review one's bills, one's documents and papers like that on Shabbat. That's clearly asur. We found the heter to look at medical journals because you have a Rashba that wants to say it's called Sefer Chokhmah. And therefore there's a leniency. But all other types of things of a secular nature, it would be forbidden really to read on Shabbat. That would include novels and all other types of books that are not based on Divrei Torah. So it's really Shabbat should be spent reading Sefarim. Baruch Hashem, today in the bookstores there's so much English Judaica that it's no excuse that we have to turn to the novels and all the other type of literature, even during the week. There's so much good English books that can be read that have a Torah value to them, so one should train himself to move to the side of Torah and minimize his exposure to all the other types of literature that's out there.